Okay, so get this. Three kids, Thanksgiving break, and a kitchen full of pumpkin pie possibilities.
Sounds like the start of a delicious deep dive.
Exactly. We're taking a look at this children's book about a family Thanksgiving, and it's all about pumpkin pie experiments.
Very cool. So, what kind of pumpkin pie experiments are we talking about here?
Well, the story follows these three siblings, Cass, Mitch, and Calvin, who are spending Thanksgiving with their gran.
Nice. And Gran, being the amazing baker she is, decides to let the kids each make their own pumpkin pie with a special twist.
Yeah. She calls it the pumpkin pie experiment. Each kid gets to choose a secret ingredient to add to their pie.
I love that idea. It's such a fun way to get kids excited about baking.
So first up is Cass, and she's got a real sweet tooth.
Oh, I bet I know where this is going. She goes for the chocolate chips, right?
Close. She picks honey.
Ah, honey, a classic natural sweetener. You know, there are so many different kinds of honey, and they each have their own unique flavor.
That's interesting. So would that mean her pie would taste different depending on what kind of honey she uses?
Absolutely. If she used clover honey, for example, it would give the pie a really light and delicate sweetness. But if she went for something like buckwheat honey, which has a much stronger, more molasses-like flavor, it would definitely be the dominant taste in the pie.
Wow, I never knew there was so much to honey.
There's a whole world of flavor out there.
So what about Mitch? What does he add to his pie?
Let me guess. If he's anything like my nephew, I'm betting he goes for something a little more adventurous. Maybe some chili flakes.
He does like things spicy, but for his pie, he goes with extra cinnamon.
Ah, cinnamon. Another great choice. You know, cinnamon is actually bark from a tree.
What? Really?
It's true. And it's been used in cooking for centuries. It comes from places like Sri Lanka, and it adds such a warm and comforting flavor to all sorts of dishes, especially pumpkin pie.
So Mitch's pie is going to be extra cinnamony. I bet it smells amazing while it's baking.
Oh, definitely. That warm cinnamon aroma filling the kitchen, there's nothing quite like it, especially around Thanksgiving.
Now, for our last little chef, Calvin, he decides to throw in a real curveball.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. What does he come up with?
He adds applesauce to his pie.
Applesauce. Now that's clever. I wonder what gave him that idea.
Well, in the story, he's known for being a bit of a picky eater, but he loves applesauce, so maybe he thought it would make his pie taste more like apples.
It might actually, but it will definitely affect the texture too. Applesauce adds moisture and has something called pectin, which acts as a binder.
A binder.
Yeah, it helps hold things together. So Calvin's pie will probably end up being super soft and moist, maybe even a little bit cakey.
So we've got our three very different pies in the oven. What happens next?
Well, Gran uses this opportunity to teach the kids about the science behind baking.
So it's not just about the delicious results, but also about learning something new along the way.
Exactly. Gran explains how combining ingredients and baking them causes all sorts of chemical reactions.
That's interesting. So, like, what kind of reactions?
Well, for example, the heat from the oven causes the proteins in the eggs to solidify, which helps give the pie its structure. And the sugars and the honey and the pumpkin caramelize, creating those lovely golden brown edges.
Wow. So much is happening in that oven. It's like a science experiment you can eat.
Exactly. And like any good experiment, there's always the exciting part, analyzing the results.
So what do the pies taste like?
Drum roll, please.
All right. The moment of truth is here.
Cass's honey pie turns out smooth and rich, with a delicate sweetness that lets the pumpkin flavor shine through.
Delicious. What about Mitch's pie?
Mitch's cinnamon pie is warm, fragrant, and bursting with that spicy cinnamon flavor he was hoping for.
I bet that was perfect for a cold Thanksgiving day. And Calvin's applesauce pie.
Calvin's pie is a hit. It's soft, moist, and has a hint of apple flavor that he absolutely loves.
It sounds like all three pies were a success. So, what was the big takeaway from Gran's pumpkin pie experiment?
Gran emphasizes that it's all about trying new things and not being afraid to experiment in the kitchen. Even if your pie doesn't turn out exactly as you planned, you're still learning and having fun along the way.
That's a great message for kids and adults alike. So, here's a question for our listeners. What would you add to a pumpkin pie to make it your own? Let us know. Maybe we'll try out some of your ideas in our next deep dive. Until then, happy baking.
Happy baking.